You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, everybody? It's Anthony Cosenza with the Orange and Black Insider Bengals podcast and CincyJungle.com, bringing you one of our newer and fun episodes that we have ready for you. We're going to talk a little fantasy football. We're going to talk a little sports betting, and we're going to talk a little bit about all of that with our good buddy, the Orange Arrow, Derek Davis, was kind enough to join us last week. He has his own YouTube channel where he specializes in fantasy football and all of that. We'll get to that in just a second. Derek, it was great. I would say it was great seeing you last week. Unfortunately, we didn't get to link up. We talked quite a bit, but I know we're all basking in the glow of a Bengals win over the Minnesota Vikings last week.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'm still coming down off that high. It was still trying to get the voice back. You know how it is. But yeah, it was absolutely fantastic. I loved it. What'd you think?
You know, it was a whirlwind of emotions, and I won't lie. I didn't say this on our Wednesday episode here, but I won't lie. There was a moment there, a longer moment where I kind of took a seat because I was pretty upset about what was happening at the game and what was happening from about the midway, I guess, what was it, like late in the third quarter through fourth. And I tried to find the here we go again mentality, but they proved me wrong. They proved a lot of people wrong. And, the young kids and the new faces really stepped up for the Bengals, and that was good to see.
They did. And it was kind of that you hate to hear it, but, Once the Vikings started coming back and stuff, and you always see those few fans that start to creep, you know, toward the exit sign and stuff like that, and it almost seemed as if they was gonna, or as if they made the right choice, but luckily we inked it out.
Yep,
a win's a win, right?
That's right. Absolutely, we'll take it. It was an exciting game, and it was a great weekend for myself, my brother, selfishly speaking. It was a great weekend for myself, my brother, my nephew, who were all out there.
I heard Ruby's three nights in a row. Is that correct?
No, yeah. So we didn't have like steaks every night or anything like that. So one of the nights was after we had dinner. We just went there for a couple of drinks, and my nephew met Tyler Boyd and snapped a photo with him, who was there that night. That was Friday night. Yeah, Saturday night, we kind of had munched throughout the day. So we did go there, and we had, I guess they had some sushi there. So we tried that out. So nothing crazy there. So we ended up.
Did you at least get the steak burrow?
We did not. No, we did not. We did not. I know. And then the Sunday night, we weren't going to go there again, but we went in again after dinner. For a kind of a nightcap thing, and we ended up meeting Adam Jones, Pac-Man Jones, that night. Yeah, so it was kind of a cool deal, and talking with him for a while, which was an awesome experience. So, Jeff Ruby's there. Their food's great, the staff's great, and can't say enough about the great time we had, not only there, but just throughout the weekend, meeting a lot of great people and seeing a lot of familiar faces through Twitter and a lot of familiar names, and a lot of kind words from people about what we do on the show. So can't thank them enough. I pulled up your show, my friend. This is your YouTube channel. Tell us, before we kind of dive into fantasy football, your picks, how you did last week and all of that, tell us a little bit about your YouTube channel, what you're doing there. And we're just mooching off your knowledge here on our show. So tell us a little bit about it and what you're doing.
Absolutely. So I kind of do. As far as I know, the only Bengals centric kind of fantasy football advice and betting advice on that I know so far on YouTube, but I kind of do a little, I mix a little bit Bengals stuff with a little bit fantasy, and I go over the Orange Arrow charity fantasy league as well. And I do, you know, the Orange Arrow locks of the week. I forgot to do it last week because with my anniversary and everything, that was on Friday. So normally, thank you. But yeah, that was normally that's on Fridays. And that show's on Fridays, and my anniversary was on Friday. So there was a lot going on that day for me. So, but yeah, we actually got to do those on your show, which kind of makes up for it. So, but yeah, that's basically what's going on. As you can see, I've had some guests on there. I had Emily Parker. I've had Zim. I've had you on. So just a bunch of awesome people on the show as well. And basically what we'll do on Wednesdays is kind of recap how the charity fantasy league went, who won, who lost, that kind of thing. And then we'll kind of take a little dive into the fantasy aspect as well.
And then you've got special guests and stuff as well. So really, really cool there. Let's talk about last week on this show. And by the way, we don't want you to give up the whole farm on this show because you got to do your thing on your YouTube channel. But let's talk about what you gave us last week. You compiled a little bit of like wins, losses, and how you did on some things. What do you got for us as a rundown?
Yeah, so actually we done awesome last week. Of course, the Survivor pick looked like it was going to be a bad one because San Francisco almost lost to that one. But San Fran was our Survivor pick.
Took that one myself, by the way.
Did you? Good. I got another one for us this week. So.
Good.
But we went 4 for 4 on all the bets, so that's awesome as well. And I had those bets somewhere. I have no idea where I put them now, but I know we had the Bengals at +3.5. We had, I'm trying to think of all the ones we had, but anyway, I thought we'd done pretty good on that as well. 4 for 4. I wish I would have gotten it as a parlay, but unfortunately, I didn't do that. You know, it's the time
you're going to do that on your channel, right? You're doing that's what you're doing on your channel.
Yeah, absolutely. But
go to check out the parlays.
Yeah, and then Justin Herbert was our sit of the week, or our temper expectations.
That was a good.
He
one.
Obviously he went QB 23 on the week. So, you know, we just had a couple of them that ended up going pretty good. Obviously, there was a couple of them that didn't go very well as well. So, you know, what I like to say, if I give you a couple good ones, I'm also going to tell you when I messed up. But I had, let's see, obviously, our guy CJ Uzama, if he would have broke that one tackle, made it in the end zone, he would have finished as the tight end 5 on the week. So, I'd like to say my analysis was right on that, but unfortunately the end result was the wrong one.
Well, CJ came up big for the Bengals anyway, so that's okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what do you have? We'll get to some lines. I'm going to share a little bit of what I did last. You know what? Why don't we, since we're talking about last week, I'm going to embarrass myself here, show you my losing roster. I'm the Catalina wine mixing, by the way, and I played my brother in a Yahoo league, and the points come at a far more premium than they do in our league here. So I am the king of bad beats. I kind of feel like if you score over 100 in our league, you're having a pretty good week. And in this one, I had Burrow, I had CD Lamb, Judy, you know, here we go. IR, and I had to play AJ Dillon because I had Gus Edwards that was slated to play, and so I kind of had to make a midweek adjustment there. DeAndre Swift had a good game for me there, and then not great from the Colts D and Colts kicker there, unfortunately. And of course, my brother has Evan McPherson. He's kind of got a lot of different Bengals players on his roster there. Tyreek Hill just went absolutely off for Kansas City in that comeback win.
Oh, man.
That didn't help. He had Mixon. That one didn't help either. So, you know, some of the Bengals players got him some points, and unfortunately a couple injuries did me in this week.
Yeah, absolutely. And looks like you got the double-edged sword on Tyreek Hill, because I think I have him in our league as well.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you so much. So let's get to some plays this week, some players that you're hot and not so hot on this week. I'm going to, again, be selfish and show my team at this point right now. I've got Prescott playing Josh Jacobs. There is a questionable designation there. Miles Sanders. And then I had to make a switch again with down here. For some reason, Jefferson was on the bench, I think. But I've got Golladay, Smith-Schuster, Chark. And instead of using another running back, I've got Jefferson. And then I did put in the Rams running back Henderson there. What do you think of this lineup so far that I've got going here? And I guess I should show you my bench too. I've got guys that aren't really projected. Aside from Josh Allen, that was kind of my big conundrum of the week.
Yeah, so let me look up here real quick. So the one thing I will tell you, the first thing I immediately noticed, and I don't know if you were aware of this or not in our league, it is a super flex league. So where you have Henderson, you can play Josh Allen in that spot.
Oh, okay. I probably should have known the rules.
So it is a super flex league, so you can start a quarterback at that position. That was the first thing I noticed last week whenever I went back and checked all the scores and stuff. But if you wanted to play Josh Allen in that spot, and then the only other issue I see really is the Josh Jacobs. We're just not sure kind of where he's sitting at as far as the injury. I know he's got the turf toe, and he went back and forth coming in and out of the lineup Monday night. And I think he even changed his cleats at one point. I think they said the one pair of cleats he had the steel toe in it to kind of prevent the toe from flexing as much.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only thing there. Other than the rest of it, I mean, you got Kenny Golladay going on here in a little bit. I think he'll do pretty good tonight. Unless he gets, you know, the William Jackson treatment. But other than that, I think it's pretty solid.
I like it. So who are some of your personal, since I shared? By the way, this is why I don't provide the inside knowledge on these shows. The only thing, I'm in three fantasy leagues and one survival league. I went 0-3 in my fantasy leagues, but I did win survival. So ring-a-ding-ding. But let's get to maybe just a couple of your, you know, couple of guys you're hot on this week, couple of guys you're not hot on this week, as we get ready to set lineups.
Yeah, so two guys, I'll give you two guys that I'm hot on and two guys I'm not hot on. One of the guys is quarterback on the week, and you know what? I'll give you three guys because there's one guy I really wanted to talk about. Yeah. But Teddy Bridgewater. He's going up against Jacksonville this week. Right now he's outside of the top 12. I think he's QB 18 on the week as far as I can remember. But he's going up against Jacksonville. You saw how Jacksonville looked last week. And I thought he looked efficient. I thought he looked like he, you know, could play efficiently and produce quality stats. And plus, you look at the receivers that they have. They've got they had Jerry Jeudy, but Tim Patrick is a decent wide receiver 3-4, and I guess he's kind of taking that Jerry Jeudy spot now. So they're not losing a whole lot. I know Judy's really good, but it's kind of like going from, for Bengals people, it's kind of like going from AJ Green to Auden Tate last year. You know, there wasn't that bad of a drop off, but Teddy Bridgewater is one of them. Wide receiver Jamar Chase, I've got this week. They've got him at wide receiver 20. Let me look real quick. I think they've got him at wide receiver 28 on the week, and I definitely think he'll finish within the top 15 again. As you saw last week, the Bears were susceptible to the deep ball. They got hit several times on that. And you saw what Ja'Marr Chase did. I could see a potential deep ball to Ja'Marr Chase and to T. Higgins this week. And then the tight end is Jared Cook. And I know there's not a whole lot of people that like Jared Cook. They think he's old and washed up and everything. But Jared Cook is going up against the are they playing Dallas this week? The Chargers?
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. But you saw what Gronkowski and the tight ends for Tampa Bay did to Dallas last week. So that's why I thought Jared Cook would be a really good tight end this week.
And Cook can play, man. I mean, I know he's up there in age. Yeah. He knows how to catch the football. He can still play a little bit. Who are some of the ones – well, actually, before we transition there real quick, what are your thoughts on Tyler Boyd? Because he wasn't really a big factor. He made a couple of nice catches, but, I mean, three catches for, I think, what, 30-some yards last week. Yeah. Do you expect a bigger role this week?
Honestly, I do. And I know I'm talking up all Bengals receivers, but there's a reason for that. Chicago is going to look at what happened last week, the Vikings and how we beat them. So there's a chance that they pay a whole lot more attention to T. Higgins and to Ja'Marr Chase and try to prevent that deep ball.
Yeah,
and that's just going to leave CJ and Tyler Boyd open in the middle all day long. So I definitely could see Tyler Boyd having a kind of bounce. He didn't play bad last week.
No, he didn't.
It was
the Higgins and Chase show last week, really.
Right. And you'll have that every – honestly, if Burrow's going to throw 25 to 30 pass attempts a week, you're only going to have one to two good players. Yeah. But if he goes up in that 35 to 40 attempts, you could potentially see all three of these guys eat.
So what about the not so hot on this week?
Yeah, so one of the quarterbacks – freaking awesome last week, but Jalen Hurts, this is my temper your expectations again. Do I think that he's going to absolutely crap the bed? No, but he's going up against San Francisco. That defense is obviously stout. Yes. Jared Goff had a very good fantasy week last week, but a lot of those points were in garbage time. So I would say Jalen Hurts, and then I hate saying this because I know I'm trying not to let all of your listeners think that I'm a homer, but Najee Harris, that offensive line scares me. I know he didn't do bad last week, but you saw he was getting – I think they said he was – getting I can't remember the statistic now, but it was like 0.8 yards before contact. So he was not, it's like kind of like Mixon was last year. Every time he was getting the ball, he was immediately getting hit in the backfield. And that kind of thing kind of worries me a little bit. It's a pretty decent matchup, but I would just say temper your expectations just because of that offensive line.
Okay, good stuff. Let's transition into folks that may be into betting specific games and or in survival leagues, and we're going to bring up a specific website. We used this last week. It's thelines.com. We're not sponsored by them, but feel like it's kind of a cool deal because they show a bunch of different lines here in from different sources: DraftKings, Caesar Sportsbook, FanDuel, BetMGM. What's the other one here? Points Bet. Yeah, UniBet. So, at any rate, what are some of the ones that are sticking out to you, especially from a? Because I don't want to have you give away all your secrets, because I want people to go to your channel and check out what you got going. But what's one that you kind of feel like, I'm pretty damn confident in this one? based, you know, if I were to do a survival pick. Now, you keep in mind that in survival, usually, at least the one that I play in, once you pick a team, you can't pick that team again. So, for you know, folks like you and I and many others who likely pick the 49ers in the first week, that's not an option here. So I guess we're kind of playing a little bit like that, but don't have to, I guess. But this might be, this is week one. Sorry, let's go to week two here. Okay, so here we go right here.
So for the survivor pick, I'll go ahead and start with same thing I'd done last week. Who's playing Detroit? And Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers is going to absolutely torch them in half. I kind of feel sorry for him because, you know, he was not very happy, I'm sure, with that loss and how that team play, how their team played. So, and I'm probably not going to do this every week because obviously Detroit won't go 0-17 or 0-17. But this week it just seemed too easy just to say, and kind of when I was looking through everything, that was the first one I saw that just immediately jumped off the page at me. And then another one that I really like for Survivor is the honestly, the Teddy Bridgewater and Company. I think that that would be a potentially another good Survivor pick. So going with Denver on that one as well.
Denver and
against Jacksonville.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that one's in Jacksonville. The other one, obviously, that's kind of sparking a lot of debate or talk is this, the one up here, the Texans at the Browns there. You know, that's another one. You know, look at the spread there, anywhere from 12.5 to 13 points in favor of the Browns there. So those are a couple of different things. And obviously, this is a cool site, thelines.com, so you can kind of see where you can maybe place the bets that are most in your favor. So check that out most definitely. Any other plays, not plays? I guess maybe let's do a, little player beware of the week or something, you know, not necessarily like what kind of strategy that they should be, obviously leagues are different, but what kind of strategy would you kind of maybe shy away from this week if you have any?
Yeah. So, I would probably say steer clear of the receivers in that Cleveland game, maybe, because I know the points total is very high, but I could also see them just saying, hey,
run the ball.
Exactly. So maybe steer clear of Baker Mayfield. And I mean, obviously they're going to have to do something to get up on the team. So, yeah, you know, maybe Jarvis Landry catches a touchdown, guys like that. But that would be my kind of stay away right there.
All right. I like it. Here, once again, we're going to share your channel and let us know. I'm going to put this up here and we will have the YouTube URL within the description of this video as well. So you got to go over to the Orange Arrow Fantasy Show on YouTube, go subscribe and hit that notification. You see, I've already subscribed, my friend. You can see it right there. There's proof right there. So what days do you record and put out material? And I know, you know, you already mentioned special guests and all that kind of stuff, but what days are you putting out material? Is it once a week? Is it a couple days a week? Let everybody know how they can check out your stuff.
Yeah. So normally I'll go live on Wednesdays and Fridays. Wednesdays will be my kind of fantasy football centric podcast, and then on Fridays I'll do my Orange Arrow Locks of the Week, where I talk betting and stuff like that.
I like it. Well, go check the URL that we will have in the description of this video here. You can go and subscribe to his YouTube channel. We thank the orange arrow, Derek Davis, for his sage advice. And a lot of it paid off last week, so we gotta give him some credit. But go get even more in-depth and detailed information on his fantasy show, the YouTube channel there. And, of course, as we talk fantasy football, as we talk about getting involved in having some fun in the sports betting type of realm, you might as well go check out Symbol, S-I-M-B-U-L-L. This is not sports betting. This is buying teams like they are stocks. You can buy, sell, trade shares of teams like they are stocks. So if you play fantasy football, if you play survival football, if you play the stock market, this is right up your alley. SIMBULL.APP/OBI. And of course, if you use the promo code OBI, short for Orange and Black Insider, you get incentives for, which is, I believe, a free week of Symbol Gold is your incentive there. You got to deposit $25 to do that, but you gotta be able to use that promo code OBI. It's a ton of fun. SIMBULL.APP/OBI. Go sign up, use that promo code to let them know we sent you. It's good stuff. And Derek, man, I know you were kind of ground level on that thing with the Bengals. And now I haven't checked yet after the win here this week, but all of a sudden, if this team starts to, you know, they got the big win last week. This is a game, I think, this week that they could or maybe even should win against the Bears. You've got a little bit more of a winnable game against Pittsburgh, and then you've got the struggling Jaguars on, you know, I mean, this month all of a sudden is setting them up well. And in terms of Symbol, you know, this could be a prime spot to make some money on a team through Symbol that you're passionate about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't know, you know, obviously they're going to win the Super Bowl, so you might as well just hold on to your shares, right, until that moment. But
I like it. Well, hey, good catching up with you. Thank you for the sage advice. I'm sorry we didn't meet up in person at that game, man, but I know we were kind of there high-fiving in spirit from across the stadium in our different seats. Thanks for your advice, man. Have a good football-watching weekend.
Absolutely. You too, man. Hootay.
All right. Take it easy.